It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Ben Johnson. I'm coming to you from Marketplace HQ in Los Angeles today and tomorrow. Windows XP support dies today, and we've been talking about the popular Microsoft operating system for weeks. The number of cash machines that run on it, the number of home computers it lives on, and the businesses that won't let it go. The Dutch government is reportedly paying millions just to have its own tech support for machines that still use XP. But as we prepare our eulogies, our friend Lindsay Turrentine at CNET says we don't really need giant operating systems anymore. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Any last words, last remembrances?
If I had to say something about Windows XP, I would say goodbye to one of the last great operating systems.
Aha.
When XP launched, it was a big deal because it took care of a lot of annoying problems right within the operating system. So it made it easier to like burn your CDs. And the operating system was really the only place to handle all of these chores that were part of your daily life and that maybe you didn't understand very well.
And why do you think this is the last, you know, great operating system or one of them?
I think we're looking at operating systems that just don't matter as much. A lot of the chores that we do now are handled in the cloud. And your operating system basically just makes sure that everything that comes through from the internet shows up.
For some reason, this makes me sad, even though I don't have no idea why. It's just a part of my own tech experience that seems to be, according to you, going the way of the dodo bird.
I think it's not gone yet, but it will be for most people within the next 5 years or so. You know that past where we fiddled with our operating system and we kind of felt some pride about understanding how it worked and we threw around terms like file structure? That's not going to be necessary for most people.
And is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. I think we're moving on to concentrating on things that matter rather than concentrating on minutiae.
If everything is operating the way it should, which is the operative clause there.
Of course. And always the case with technology. Always.
Lindsay Turrentine, Editor-in-Chief of Reviews at CNET. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
The HBO show that has tech people talking this week is Silicon Valley, directed by Mike Judge. The new series takes aim at the financial highs and socially awkward lows of the tech industry through the lens of a young tech worker bee named Richard. He builds an algorithm, a big money bidding war ensues, and Richard's anxiety goes through the roof. Alec Berg is the show's executive producer. He's also written for shows like Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Alec, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about being able to speak that language of these software engineers and coders and algorithm builders and billionaires.
Yeah, we wanted to get it right. You know, I mean, look at Mike Judge's career. Like, I don't know that Office Space would have worked the way it did if he hadn't been miserable and sitting in that environment and thinking, I need to take all of these observations and weave them into something that's real. And, you know, he also was a frustrated programmer in Silicon Valley for a bit. So that comes from his desire to sort of satirize that world as well.
There's a clip in the first episode of a doctor telling Richard, the main character, about this techie patient who shot himself.
Yeah.
And you can see Richard, like, freaking out.
He shot himself because he turned down the money?
Yeah. Or no, he took the money. Oh, no. No, he did not. You know what? I don't remember. But whatever it was, he regretted it so much that he ended up shooting himself, and now he's blind.
He's blind.
I mean, it's easy to find the ridiculousness of that situation, but how do you find the comedy in it?
You know, comedy and conflict are not far afield from each other, right? Like,
sure.
I think, you know, when you're writing comedy scenes, you're always looking for people to be at each other or intentions to collide, right? I want to go here, but that guy wants me to go over there.
So let me ask you this. I've heard from both sides in terms of how people have reacted to this show. I think one side of it is, yes, it's totally on point. I've also heard complaints that there's not enough women in the show or women who are, you know, coders or leaders of companies.
For sure.
You know, how do you guys navigate being aware of some of the bigger issues that affect the industry or the world that you're trying to reflect?
The women in tech issue is one that, you know, I feel super blessed to be dealing with this subject matter of this show at this time because
sure.
It just means we can steer right into this. And that's always been the intention. People keep saying, like, there are a lot of women in tech. What about Marissa Mayer? What about Sheryl Sandberg? Yeah, there are women in tech. We're not saying there aren't. do we want to do the sort of perfect satirical riff on women in tech? Of course we do. And that's our intention. If we haven't gotten to it yet, you know, it's definitely one of the things. I mean, just the fact that that is one of the hot button issues that everybody brings up, you know, that to me means that we owe it to the show to lean into that.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase from a prominent woman in tech.
What is going to be your sort of bar for success here? You know, how are you going to know that you nailed it?
The big thing for us was, does it play for everybody? And
right.
Do people enjoy this show? And I do think that the realer we make it, the more the enjoyment factor goes up for people who don't know anything about it. You know, it just feels like a real world because ideally it's very true to that world.
Alec Berg is the executive producer of HBO's Silicon Valley. Alec, thank you very much, man.
My pleasure.
Silicon Valley airs 10 p.m. Sundays on HBO. The first episode has been put up for free viewing, though, on YouTube, on HBO's official channel. Maybe a bid for exposure on a new show, but I don't get it, guys. The Game of Thrones premiere just broke another set of records for illegal downloading. You couldn't have thrown that up, too? Please? For me? For everyone? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.